Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo!
Bring them out. Baseball back tomorrow. New era Bears football. The Bulls are going to be in the play-in tournament. What a shining moment in Chicago sports.
What a time to be alive. You know, Cap, I had to think about this. You were on until 8 p.m. last night.
Yes.
And you're right back. Do you feel like you pulled an all-nighter? Like, do you feel like you were here?
I loved
That's quite a turnaround.
I loved it.
Was it fun?
I had a lot of fun with Chris Black.
I did. I had fun with Carm yesterday morning.
I heard you guys.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I had a little meeting I had to go to, and then I went hiking through. There's like a forest preserve near where I live.
Oh, I love it. Good.
Yeah. Got to get my steps in.
Of course.
So that was fun. But baseball's back tomorrow.
Can you believe that?
Okay, we get to cover everything.
Yeah.
Basketball is where I made my career, but baseball is what's in my heart.
Yeah.
I love all of it.
I love all of it.
I love every sport.
Owns my heart, for sure.
Baseball, your favorite? Oh,
no question.
Okay, so where does opening day rank?
I get like, I'm going to be a geek for a minute. Mm-hmm. I get like Christmas morning jitters. And I know it's just, everybody's like, oh, it's game one of 162. It doesn't matter, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that energy. And just in the last 24 hours, hearing just the commercials for baseball coming back, right? Like our announcers, we're blessed in this city. Our announcers that call the games for the Cubs and the White Sox, and like hearing their calls and the crowd go, I get very excited. Even though it's going to be freezing cold and somewhat miserable, that is kind of the rite of passage to start a baseball season.
It is. So our kids were all good students and had good, what's the right word? Good, when I was a kid, they called it deportment, their behavior.
Okay, yeah.
Like our
good
kids.
Good demeanor, yeah.
Their demeanor. In school. We never had any of our kids get in trouble.
Right.
Not any of the four. So the rule was if their grades were good and their behavior was good, they got every opening day off of school.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I would. Great idea.
And I had to buy the tickets, no problem. Bought tickets for my wife and my four sons.
That's awesome.
And my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, and my father-in-law and mother-in-law. They would all go.
What a fun tradition.
Yeah.
I love it.
Every year. And then they would hang out at either Vines, Cubby Bear, there was no Old Crow then.
But yes.
Whatever was there. Or what's the place now over Gallagher Way? What do they call it?
Which one?
It's the, like the,
Yoxies?
No. The in Gallagher Way. Like it overlooks it.
I
haven't been there in
a long time. I'm looking at it in my head. I just don't remember the name of it. Yeah.
And they would get a table and they would hang out all day till
That's
the game
fun.
Started. Even if the weather was bad.
Yeah.
And they would go. And then I'd come from doing pregame and come out, hang with them for a while. It was a great tradition. I have said, and I said to Chris Black before, opening day is better than my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
Right.
I love opening day. It's just, there's something about it. The rhythm of the baseball season is something that makes my heart sing. And I love that. And so getting that going just feels good. It just feels good.
Like I enjoy when I get in the car. And there's a game on.
Yeah.
It could be the White Sox. It could be the Cubs. It could be on satellite. I'm pulling up whoever. It's soothing.
Same. Oh, same. I love it. I genuinely love it. It'll be a great day. I love that tradition, except my kids don't have school today.
Why?
Because it's report card pickup day. And the students in our school... The students
Is this
lead.
A public school?
Yes, we go to a CPS school on the far northwest side. Mm-hmm. At our school, the students lead the parent-teacher conference, so they're there to talk us through where they're struggling, where they're thriving, what they need to work on in the next quarter, which I like, but then that consequently means they have no school today.
God, we never got to go to the parent-teacher conference.
No, never.
And so my mom and dad.
So it was always so nerve-wracking because you never knew what was being said.
Okay, so my brother, who is my best friend in the world.
Yeah.
My brother, valedictorian high school, valedictorian college,
wow.
valedictorian med school. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Mayo Clinic trained, eye surgeon, the whole deal. He's that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's that guy. And then there was me.
I was going to say, wait, you are very successful, but that's kind of, that's a resume that's pretty impressive right there.
My grades were not that. Yes. And I remember my mom came to school one day. She's walking down the hall for a, they called it the PTA. Now it's the PTO.
PTO, yeah.
Meeting. And I'm in the hall. I got kicked out of class.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And the teacher's name was Miss Miller. Miss Miller? I think it was Miss Miller.
No relation.
No relation. And my mom's like, what are you doing in the hall? And
oh,
me
no.
being able to talk, I said, yeah, I'm actually a whole segment ahead on the reading is fundamental thing. And they didn't want to hold me back, so I'm working ahead while the class gets caught up.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought I pulled one over on her.
No way.
No shot.
No shot. No,
came
no,
home
no
that
shot.
Night. My dad, rest in peace, he loved him, but he was that guy. If you got, my brother got an A minus once.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get an A? Because he was always
wow.
all A's. Yeah.
Wow.
And then there was me.
Right.
At least he didn't get a D this time. Right.
Right.
So, yeah, there was no leaving school to go to opening day.
Right. No, that would not have happened in my house either. But I don't want them to be out 2 days in a row. You understand? That's why.
But I remember leaving it. My mom would always leave me like, God, this is so many years ago, like 50 cents or whatever it was in my locker.
Okay.
They would show you your locker. Your locker had to be neat. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I am. I'm a neat freak.
Yeah.
So my locker would always be orderly. Just never opened the books. And she'd leave me like a dollar or 50 cents or whatever it is to use in the cafeteria the next day. And one year, I remember her, she was going for the parent-teacher conference, and I left a note. You better leave me more money this time.
Oh! Oh, I would not have left anything.
She left me nothing.
Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing.
And didn't say a word. And the next day, I went in there thinking, yeah, I'm going to go buy whatever it was
right,
they had,
right.
candy. And nothing.
Yeah.
And I came home, I'm like, huh, there's no money in there. Don't you ever threaten me.
Correct.
Yeah.
I say things to my son all the time, like, check your tone, son. Check
correct.
Your tone.
Correct.
Watch who you're talking to.
Correct.
I am your mother.
Correct.
I own you.
So, opening day is tomorrow. We'll be at the Old Crow Smokehouse starting at 7.
Awesome.
Hoodie and I. And then Carmen York, follow us, Cubs and Brewers. White Sox are in Houston.
Right.
Why the Cubs are opening in the cold. When the
all
Brewers
the time.
Have a dome stadium.
You know, and I would have driven up there for that. I would have driven up there for that. Although, their dome isn't like, the temperature's not regulated. I mean, it's warmer,
yeah.
but I've still had to wear my heavy coat in their dome.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like a greenhouse in the summer, because it's so warm. Anyway.
Did you pick great. Your credential up yet?
No.
So
did
I
you
went.
See, did you see you have to do it before opening day? They won't let you do it on home games.
Correct.
Which,
so I went there. It started Monday.
Yeah.
So I went Monday. It said they'll be open at 1.
Yeah.
Got there at 1:20. Not ready. I couldn't wait. I had to go. So I left. Came back yesterday. I walk in. There's the lovely lady who I've seen for 33 seasons,
yeah.
whatever it is I've been doing this. I walk up. She's like, hey, Cap, how are you? Another year, huh? How many is that? 30, whatever. She sign here. Here's your credential. Then I stop, and there's all these people waiting. I said, excuse me. Is this the credential I use for the World Series in the fall? People are like, just get out of here. Just leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm going to pick it up today because Cubs are having a workout.
Today.
So I'll go there and do that today. And talk with a couple of players and get us excited.
There were players yesterday getting their stuff. Saw
yeah.
one guy carrying bags. They must have gone and bought his bedding for him.
Oh, really?
Bags from Bed Bath & Beyond he's pulling out of the clubhouse. There was Marcus Stroman and Patrick Wisdom. These guys are already back. So baseball is back tomorrow. On to football. The Bears are reportedly open for business. I keep hearing from people out at the owners' meetings. They absolutely would like to trade out of 9.
To where?
Not too far back.
I already don't like 9. I'm sorry. They lost 14 games, Cap. Like, why?
Do you see how many draft picks they got?
I know.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
It is, but, I mean, just be careful. Like, let's not get too aggressive. That's all.
So, they picked up DJ Moore. And I feel like this team needs a shot of energy. Mm-hmm. When you're 3-14, people go, well, whatever. Good luck. We've seen this act before. Here's Matt Eberflus yesterday at the owners' meetings on what his new acquisition showed him.
Excited about getting DJ Moore. Had a chance to eat dinner with him and his family when he came in to sign. And what an outstanding young man. And he's really done a good job of producing with multiple quarterbacks. I mean, you look at his ability to produce, yards per catch, yards after catch, route running ability, just outstanding. So we're really excited about him and how he couples with the rest of our guys, with Claypool, Mooney, EQ, all the guys that we're going to have on our roster. I'm excited about that.
I have a question about what he just said.
Okay.
If you said to somebody that you were, we had dinner.
Yes.
How would you say it?
We had dinner.
Like if your husband, Ray.
Yes.
Said, you were down in Indy. What'd you do for dinner? And it was you and me and Shay and Hoodie went to dinner. How would you say that?
I would just say that I went to dinner with the guys from the radio station.
Right. You wouldn't say I had a chance to eat dinner with them.
No, I wouldn't.
Isn't that odd?
Well, yes. But also, you just said that this team needs a jolt of energy. He needs a jolt of energy.
Excited about getting DJ Moore. I've had a chance to eat dinner with him.
No, you didn't eat dinner. You had dinner with him.
That's what we're hanging on.
Right. Charlie and I had dinner together. We didn't eat dinner together.
Well, if they just eat dinner together, does that mean they were just in the same room? Were they at the same table?
If you're having dinner, you're eating, right?
If you're having dinner together, you say I had dinner with them, so right.
I just thought it came off odd.
Well, yeah, you don't say let's go eat dinner. You say let's go get dinner. Let's
hey, honey,
go get
you want to go eat dinner?
Yeah.
You sit over here, and maybe they weren't sitting together. That's why he said I had a chance to eat dinner with him. We weren't at the same table, but we were both eating our dinner.
Yeah, it's just
what that felt like to me.
I found it strange.
Okay.
Let's have dinner. Let's go. You want to grab dinner? Like, that's what you say to a summit. Want to grab dinner?
All right. Never mind the fact that he's excited about his new wide receiver. No.
A chance to grab dinner with DJ Moore and his family. So he talked about DJ and all that energy. And then as he talked about what he wants to do at the offensive line, I thought it was a shortcut, but he said, we have no problem with Braxton Jones playing right tackle or left tackle. It kind of tipped to me, we're taking a left tackle at 9 if they don't trade up.
Okay.
So,
because yesterday when Ryan Poles talked, we wondered if he had tipped his hand towards something, and I didn't think that he had.
So Ryan Poles was asked on being in a better position to add a talented player with red flags. Here, obviously, it's Jalen Carter.
Obviously.
Wouldn't take him at 1, but would you take him at 9?
Yes, in a better place. I think taking the time to really get to know the guys in a locker room and understand the maturity level there. But at the same time, we also want to be careful because we're still young and impressionable. So I think making sure that we continue to bring, a good core group in is important. I think maybe down the road where, you want to take a risk like that, I think the locker room begins to run itself so you can take some chances. Right now, we need both. I mean, we need talent. But at the same time, I'm still going to be a little bit cautious of, bringing in the wrong type of person.
They're not taking Jalen Carter.
They're not.
I don't think. He would take a chance. But he said it's better when the locker room, it's down the road. You could take a chance when you have more talent absorb it.
Well, this is what Carmen and I discussed yesterday. Like, they don't have that veteran leader on defense
they
that could kind of take him under.
Urlacher, Olin Krutz.
Those
Peanuts,
guys that know
Alex Brown, Briggs,
right?
Like
that can kind
guys.
Of guide him and say,
we
"This
don't
is
do that here.
Right," and kind of keep him in check. And someone that he would want to emulate, or at least have like someone who lives their life the way that he would want to. You know what I mean? They don't have that person. I think that's what he indicated there. We're very young. They're a young team.
All right, Bears are reportedly open for business. Multiple reports are saying that. Do you want to see Ryan Poles continue to move down? move around the first round, maybe trade from the second back up into the late first if someone's there, or just stay at 9 and get the best damn player on the board, period. Or maybe you want a wide receiver. I think Black and Abdallah want Jackson Smith and Jigba. I want the best player available, period, other than a quarterback.
Right.
Get me the best player. 312-332-3776. Dion's in for Hoodie. I'm Cap. Be right back.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
I heard it took you a while to get to work today.
Oh, my God.
That was me yesterday.
It was so bad. I got to get like an alternate
route. I know. I thought of that this morning, too, when I had just gotten on the highway and we were already bumper to bumper, not even moving.
I was cruising. I'm north of you.
You are, yes.
And so I'm coming down, get on, no issues, and then I get to like Tui.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And a dead halt.
And I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
What was it, Jay Moore? You had my text. 77 minutes?
Yes.
77 minutes.
So outrageous.
And it usually takes me 25.
Wow. Uh-huh. Like, I've gotten down here at that hour in 12 and a half minutes. I mean, like, no time at all.
None.
And it was 45, all of 45. Yesterday, closer to 50. And as we discussed, I know this is like Chicago problems. We know traffic is always bad. But with that construction, which is allegedly going to be there for 3 to 5 years.
Right. Like, stupid.
As I texted Shay yesterday, it's slowly taking my life. Slowly. It's insane.
Insane.
I know. But I'm glad you're here safely.
So. Yeah, I mean, when you're going 3 miles an hour, you better not get
I know.
Damaged.
I know.
Anyway. Yeah,
you're right. Golf clap.
So, Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus, Kevin Warren all spoke yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think they're going to trade the pick? It depends who's on the board. I don't think he has a preconceived notion, but I think he's totally open for business.
For sure. And, I mean, Poles indicated many times, like, he's fully aware of their talent problem. He's fully aware of that they need so much. That's why I feel like just stay at 9. And I know you say take the best player, but they need help. Defensive line, offensive line, like that's where their major problem is. Because if it's like, they don't need a wide receiver at 9. I don't think.
I just want the best player. Here's Poles. I'm adding to his team and sticking to his draft board.
It's just adding to the core of players that we want to win, you know, here with for a long period of time. You know, we have some needs that we got to fill. But again, it's staying disciplined and really using the draft board and the value system that we have to do the right thing in the draft as well. But this continues to set it up for, you know, this long journey that we have.
He also talked about where his team is currently, and I don't think people want to hear it. They don't want to believe this team is as far away as they are, and I just believe they are. I want them to win. I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah.
We're happy with the progress that we're making, but at the same time, we know we got a long ways to go to get this roster to where it needs to be. But what's been cool is we've used, you know, different methods to improve with, you know, the trade, which really I talked about before, a little bit of, you know, how can we work on our roster today with DJ Moore and draft picks this year, but also for the future. I think it sets us up nicely. And then for agency, really wanted to marry need and value and where that came together, and I thought we did that well. And again, on paper right now, we're better than what we were before, but we all understand we got a long way to go. And when we get back from here, we'll hit the draft, lock in the draft room. We took a couple really good trips, saw some guys that we like, got some clarity on some things by meeting with the players. So we're about to turn the page into the draft and take that next step.
So when you hear all of that, he's telling you, without saying it, look, we're going to play as hard as we can. We're going to coach him as hard as we can.
Yes.
We're not any good right now.
No. And they, yes, they are better on paper right now. But there's a lot of trade from, like, one, like, change. It's just change, not necessarily a huge upgrade at a lot of positions. Some of it's just change.
Okay.
I like their linebacking core so much more now. So much more.
Yes, I agree. But They have nobody in front of those dudes.
No, at this moment, no, they don't. Mm-mm.
So
I don't even know who's still on the depth chart. Do you?
I mean, Dominique Robinson.
Okay, yes.
The kid they just signed out of Tennessee, who's okay.
He's yeah.
Nothing special. Who else?
I don't know. I don't even know who was
Justin
there last.
Justin Jones. I mean,
I was going to say, that was his name, right? Justin Jones.
Al-Qaeda Muhammad, they let go.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any talent on their defensive line. They still are short on their offensive line.
Do you have that bite where Eberflus talked about moving Braxton Jones?
I don't know if we have that one. I will take a look, but I wanted to play with this. It's just a short. Are you confident if you stay at 9, you get one of the 7 best players on your board?
Yeah, it'd be awesome if it was. You know, usually in that first round area, you have multiple tiers in the first round that you're looking at. But I'm confident we can get a good player.
I think this is the Eberflus you wanted to hear. Now, Paul says he's confident they can get a good player. Yeah, at 9, you damn right you're going to get a good player.
Yeah.
This is Eberflus.
Yeah, and you guys know, and you can see it. You know, we obviously need some spots that, you know, on our whole football team, but certainly our lines are we're still working on that. We're still going to be a work in progress, and we'll be looking for different avenues through the draft and free agency to help ourselves address that.
And then he went on to say, yeah, we feel like we can play Braxton at left or right. He can handle either job, which means they're going to add a tackle of some kind.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so.
I think it's what he's doing at 9, 10, wherever he ends up. That's what I think. So if
I would have, I've said this so many times. I would have thought that last year, too. Like, I did. I thought, and obviously, that's not the direction
he
that they went.
Best player on the board.
Correct. So I'm wondering if we learn more about him this year. We're still learning more about Poles and Eberflus and how they run things. I think we're still learning that.
So when we were in Indy, I asked him off the air when we got done. I said, let me ask you a question. What if you have a glaring hole and there's a good player right there on the board? The guy, though, at another position where you already have somebody is clearly graded better. He said, I'm taking the guy who's graded better.
Did say that.
Yeah. He said, or why am I putting so much time and money into evaluating and building a board?
Yeah, I got you there.
He said, his quote was, I would rather draft the all-pro than take a guy who's a good player and 3 years later have the other guy be an all-pro for someone else to go, I freaking knew that guy was going to be an all-pro, and I should have taken him.
Trusting his gut a little bit more.
Correct. He said, if we set up our board, we got to be loyal to our board.
Okay, so and what were the colors of the board? He said, remember, he was like, we have players that are in blue and red and gray. And
blue's the best.
Yes.
Isn't that?
Yes.
Brian Pace called it a cloud. They'd have a cloud of
players.
6 guys that we could get. Any one of those, we're good.
Right. So he gave the order at the combine, but my memory is so bad that I can't remember it right off the top of my head. But
okay,
blue was the best, yes.
Let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776. Justin in Northwest Indiana. Hey, Justin. What's up, Sparky?
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing? So a couple things. I first time calling, I listened to you guys for years. And I've always looked up the number. I'm always driving, so it's hard for me to figure it out. But I want to talk about the Bears' draft pick at number 9. I think, you know, that they need to take the best defensive end available at that time. They need a D line, and I think that's what they need to do. They need to take the best defensive player available on the line at that number.
I think they need to take simply the best player on their draft board, Justin.
Regardless of position.
If it's Jackson Smith and Jigba at wide receiver, he's your highest rated guy, take him. If it's defensive line, take him. Whatever it is.
Who do you think is going to be available on the D-line at that point?
I love the kid from Texas Tech, Tyree Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gone by 9.
Yes, I do too.
I think he's gone.
I think he's probably gone by 9 too.
Jalen Carter might be sitting there.
I want to talk about Chicago traffic too as well. Change the subject, but Yeah, on my way home, you know, I live in Northwest Indiana, and I work in the city all the time. And, one time it took me 45 minutes to get across the quarry.
Crazy.
On Halstead. Yeah, 45 minutes just to get from one end of the quarry to the other.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, Justin, we appreciate your call, man. Have a great rest of your day and
drive
a great
safely.
Rest of your week.
Please drive safely.
Yeah, the traffic, we have winter and construction season. That's it.
And we're transitioning
in
right
this
now.
Town.
Yes.
312-332-3776. Phone lines are hopping. You'd be shocked if the Bears did what with the number 9 pick? What would you do? Let us know. 312-332-3776. We've got Charlie. We've got Jay Moore. Hoodie's on vacation. Dion Miller from ABC7 and ESPN 1000 is in for him. I'm Cap. Be right back.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
White Sox open up in Houston against the defending champion Astros tomorrow night, which you can hear right here on ESPN 1000. Coverage starts at 5:30 on the Hard Rock Casino White Sox Network. Chicago Cubs start their season against the Brewers tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley. You can catch me, Hoodie, Carm, Yerk, all at Old Crow Smokehouse starting at 7 a.m. Carm and Yerk come in at 10. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Cubs sign Nico Horner to a 3-year, $35 million contract extension. It buys out 1 year of his free agency. Jonathan Toews returned to the Blackhawks practice facility and expressed uncertainty about ever playing again in the NHL. And the NFL will allow players to wear number 0, and the owners have also voted to flex Thursday night games in weeks 14 through 17. Those are your headlines. Jay Moore.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Rolling on with Dion Miller in for Hoodie. I'm David Kaplan, 312-332-3776. You'd be shocked if the Bears did what with pick number 9? And what would you do? 312-332-3776. Darren is up next. Hey, Darren, what's up there, Cookie?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Cap and Dion? Thanks for taking my call. Say, Cap, okay. I would like to see the Bears really get Jalen Carter. I would. You just don't let a talent guy like that leave the board if he's on the. Because you look at Warren Sapp, you look at Randy Moss. They have character issues, legal issues, and they're both in the Hall of Fame. Jalen Carter, I think, is a stud. But now you got the 30 visits, and he is going into Hallis Hall. If he blows Brian Poles away or Matt Eberflus, I think you take a chance on him. But if he has a bad 30 visit, then I think you pass on him. I want to see what he does when he goes into Hallis Hall, but that's my intake. I love Jalen Carter, and I know what he did, and it's a mistake, and a 21-year-old kid can grow up. That's all I want to say.
All right, appreciate the call, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
Put much more in intangibles than others.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this dude... Okay, drag racing, we all did stupid things at that age.
Yeah.
The fact that you showed up to your pro day fat, out of shape, couldn't finish your drills in the most important day of your life.
Right.
And you couldn't get yourself right? Like Randy Moss, say what you want about Randy Moss. Randy Moss was an amazing player, and he took his craft seriously. He had issues off the field.
Yeah. This is the issue that I have with Jalen Carter is someone needs to check in on his mental state. Like to put on that much weight in a short amount of time and then to go into, like you said, the most important day of his life and not be able to perform at his peak level that we've already seen on the field. There's something going on there. This is very heavy for a 21-year-old.
Agreed.
And so that's where the Bears and every NFL team needs to do their homework and to make sure that if they're willing to take that risk, that they're setting him up for success by giving him that psychology side of it as well. That has to be there.
People think it's going to be easy. You drop a 21-year-old kid from Georgia into this football insane city. Give him millions of dollars, which
and
comes
it doesn't
with the contract,
go well.
And it doesn't go well.
No,
people are going to be all over him. He has no idea.
He would not be able to handle that. No,
into.
No, no.
It's
so different. It's so different than when you are the king of a college town. It is so different.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would, like Ryan Poles said, on taking a kid with red flags, when your roster's in a different place, you could take the chance.
Yeah. Well, I just appreciate that Poles is so well aware of the state of his roster, the state of the locker room.
He's
so
honest.
Well, he's so honest about where they're at. He's not excited about a couple of great runs from his quarterback and adding some new pieces. He doesn't feel like they've done anything. And that's what I hear in his voice, right? He's like, we have so far to go. We haven't won. I feel like sometimes Bears fans get so excited about these little moves in the offseason and they think, oh my God, we're doing it. It's happening. We're actually relevant. Okay, not yet. Like, none of it translated into victory. And I feel like Poles is the voice of reason in all of that. And he agrees in that moment that, yes, it's exciting, but we're not, we have so far to go, guys. Like, let's not get too far ahead and get too excited.
Completely agree. Just pump the brakes,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, everyone. Beep, right. Beep. Back up. Beep, 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 beep. Back
right.
up. Back
and that's why when I say I think it's a 6-win team, people are like, what? Why are you against them? I'm not. I hope we go 17-0.
Right.
I'm just trying to be realistic at what I see.
Yeah. Well, 6 would be better, Cap. I'm okay
be
with
double.
That. Yeah, I know.
So, like, a perfect scenario for me is, look, if you tell me they're going to win 10, 11 games and they're going to the playoff, I'm in. What I think's going to happen, 6-7 wins is what they're going to get. If you told me they went 5-12 and were picking 8th and that the Panthers went 3-14 with a rookie quarterback and we got the number 1 or 2 pick, that's a great scenario to
it
add
is.
Two impact guys. I want Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah,
period.
Well, yes. Also,
that's the guy
same,
I want.
Same.
Great player.
Yes, great player.
Mm-hmm. Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. Mike's out on the toll road. Hey, Mike, what's up, Sparkles?
Hi, morning. So I don't disagree with Eberflus's comment about taking the best player available, but if you really follow that down the rabbit hole, that means you could potentially draft nothing but linebackers. What if the best player available is a middle linebacker? You just signed a guy in free agency. You're telling me you're going to pass on a left tackle, Paris Johnson, Skoronski, just because so-and-so is graded out better? What if it's a quarterback? Are you going to draft a quarterback?
No, I said exclusive of a quarterback, and I think when Ryan Poles sets his board up and then signs Tremaine Edmonds and the other kid, Edwards?
TJ Edwards.
TJ
yeah.
Edwards. I think he's looking at the draft going, I don't have a linebacker rated at that kid's
yes.
level. So that's why he signs who he signs. That's what I think.
I agree.
I still think you got to draft best player for need.
I disagree. You take, and this is what Ryan said to us at Indy. He said, I am never, ever going to not take the best single guy on my board when my pick comes up. Period.
Well, then that implies that they're perfect prognosticators, which they aren't. None of them are.
But none of them are.
But then what are you suggesting if he sets his board up and says, Mike on the toll road is the best available guy at my spot? Well, I'm not a perfect prognosticator. I'm going to roll the dice and I'm going to take Charlie.
No,
what?
I'm saying that you there's degrees of best player available. It's just like how they rate the kids coming into college out of high school. You look at their rivals' rankings. They could be 4.3 versus 4.1 or 4.2. Well, come on. Is that really the best player, 4.3? Yeah, it is. That person is. But does that mean I'm going to pass on a potential, you know, all-pro left tackle because I have Carter rated higher than Paris Johnson? Yeah. You know, I don't know. We could be talking this same conversation for the next 10 years if they really employ that strategy.
So you did not like what they did in the draft last year in the second round?
I'm not saying I didn't like that. I don't have enough information to be able to really answer that question intelligently. But I don't know. It's different. Like in baseball, you typically, a shortstop can play almost any place in the infield, maybe the outfield. If that's the best player available, I'm taking that person. But this is different. When are you going to get yourself a left or right tackle? You're going to pick him up off a scrap heap for somebody else?
I don't disagree, but I think his best player on the board, and we appreciate your call, Mike. Have a great day. I think his best player on the board, and we got to remember, he's the guy setting the board up.
Right.
He may already know Paris Johnson or Broderick Jones
He knows.
Peter Skoronski. He knows already.
He already knows, yeah.
He might go, that's the highest rated guy on my board.
I agree with you that free agency told us what he thinks about this draft. I totally agree with you on that. Like, he's not looking at the draft thinking, wow, we can get our middle linebacker in the draft. I don't think he saw
that. He's not taking a linebacker.
So he's not going to take a linebacker at 9.
Agreed. Especially when Eberflus comes out and says that we're going to play Tremaine Edmonds. We see his future as a middle linebacker. Eberflus said that yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, there is a kid at Georgia, Nolan Smith, and I think he ran, you can find it if you look it up. He ran, I want to say, like a 4.39 at linebacker.
Really?
Like a stupid fast time. Maybe a 4.4. Stupid fast.
Okay.
He's an undersized edge rusher. He's also a leader. Shea was walking down the hallway in Indianapolis. All these dudes are going to check in. They're all decked out in their noble warm-ups that everybody gave out. And he's like, hey! And there was Jalen Carter wasn't there. He was heading back to Georgia to turn himself in.
Right.
But there were like 20 Georgia guys.
Of course.
And he turned, hey! You could tell he was like, that dude.
Mm.
We are not in Athens, Georgia. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he was laying the law down to every other guy.
This is Nolan Smith. He was the number one recruit in the country when he was in high school. And he had an incredibly productive year. I think he played 3 or 4 years at Georgia. And he still didn't live up to the hype, even though he was like a multi-sack guy most time he was there.
Yeah. Like, I've watched that guy play. Hoodie, that's his team. I love this kid. And everything I've read is he's that dude as a leader, as a culture guy, and a hell of a football player.
4.86 40 at 298 pounds.
Okay, that's what it is.
And being a leader in that locker room, like, that's a locker room just full of NFL guys.
Yep.
And they're all looking up at him.
Plus, he's cute as a button. So
there you go. So would I take him? I guess if you felt like, I could get him on the edge with Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. If he felt like he could do that, maybe he goes that way. He's taken, I think, no disrespect to Mike on the toll road, I think he's taken simply, who's the highest rated guy? Right there. And intangibles and productivity, all of it goes into it. All of it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll continue taking your calls. Phone lines are hopping.
Didn't he say 7 players he thought that could go for number 1 or the top 7 or whatever? But 7. Now he's at 9.
I thought did he say 7 for number 1?
I thought he did.
I thought he said 7 that he thought would be available for his pick. So, we have that.
We'll do our research and we'll get the actual facts instead of just Dion's bad memory.
From Ryan Pauls, we'll find out how bad her memory is, if it even is. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
We're looking up sack numbers.
We're reliving the really bad sack numbers from the Bears of 2022.
20 sacks.
Total.
As a team. Okay. Jack Sanborn had 2. He's not a front 4 guy.
Jaquan Brisker led them. He's
with 4.
With 4.
Okay, yeah. Kyler Gordon had how many? 1?
It does not say that he had any here.
Okay, so Jack, you had 4 for Brisker, mm-hmm. 2 for Sanborn is 6, 2.5 for Roquan before he got traded.
Yep.
Is 8.5. Who else?
That's Joe Thomas. Was he front or was he linebacker?
Linebacker.
He's listed here as linebacker. Same with Travis Gibson, listed here as linebacker, but we know he played end.
He played end.
Something called Armon Watts had one.
Yeah, Armon Watts, but he was a defensive tackle. So almost half of them came from someone not on the front line.
Correct. And we had 20 as a team.
Right.
The Eagles had 70.
The Eagles had more. How many guys in double digits?
Damn. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
I think they had at least four with eight or more.
8 or more. Yes, I think that's correct. Yeah.
We had 20. They had 70.
I know.
A long way to go.
Oh, my gosh. And they haven't addressed that. Last year was so brutal. It was so brutal.
And they haven't addressed it. That's my point.
No, they have not.
Why I still think they're a long way away.
Eagles had 4 guys with over 10 sacks last year.
With over 10 sacks, yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
Insane.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, that is you.
Insane. Let's go to London. That's where we find Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up there, my man? How's things in London?
Hi, Matt.
Really, really good. By the way, guys, don't even bother trying to drive in London because it's crazy. It is worse than Chicago.
Is it? Really?
Well, that's because people can't figure out because they don't know what side of the car they're driving on.
So basically, to drive in London, if you have a car which is diesel, they charge you to drive. And also, as well, they also charge you if you want to drive into London, and it doesn't matter if it's petrol or diesel. So, if you want to drive in from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m., they charge you. There's parts of London you can't drive in unless you have a fully electric car. Doesn't matter if you've got a hybrid or not. They charge you, and the traffic is crazy. Honestly.
All right, what would you do with the draft?
Sorry, guys. Right, okay, so I would be absolutely over the moon if they took in Jigba Smith or the big body wide receiver from TCU. But I have to say, what you guys are saying about Nolan and his speed is insane. And I know he's only 6'1", but I've seen him play, and the way he gets under players with his leverage, it's level. So I would take any of those guys or Paris. Love you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. Bear down.
We'll see you, man. There you go.
Matt, can we come visit and hang out with you?
Have you ever been to London?
Yes, more than once.
It's one of my favorite places to go.
I love London.
It was really cool.
It's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you. That made my whole day. I can't believe they charge them to drive into London.
How about there are areas where if you're not an electric car or a hybrid, you can't come in.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, it's a cool city. 312-332-3776. Rico is in Lombard. He's next. Rico!
Good morning.
Hey, yo, guys. Love the show. Listen every morning.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to kind of gauge your confidence or opinion level on this coaching staff being able to develop Fields as a quarterback, as a passer, because I can see a scenario where a year from now, fast forward, Fields, maybe made a couple of improvements here and there. We're still not sold on them. They get rid of this offensive staff, and then now we're wondering, hey, is this regime now going to finally go draft a year? Do we have to pick up Fields' year? Are we going to be stuck paying for him and not knowing if he's the guy or not? So just wanted to gauge that, and I'll hang up. I love you guys. Great show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
I don't understand what about getting rid of the offensive staff.
Well, he's just wondering about the guys who are there right now, their ability to develop Fields.
I like the guys
we have. I do, too. I like Getsy a lot.
I do, too. He's honest.
Mm-hmm.
He was willing to change how they were playing at the mini buy after the awful loss to Washington.
Yeah.
I don't think that style of play is sustainable, and I'm hearing he doesn't either. They don't
No, they don't want him running like that.
Correct.
No. But I think also like that Fluce and Getsy and Fields have developed a relationship that is thriving, you know? I mean I think that part of there was a lot of roller coaster of Justin Fields personality throughout the season, right? There were several press conferences where he wanted to be anywhere but there. And And then I felt like by the end of the year, he had kind of found his groove. And I think part of that is maturity, but also getting to know this staff and feeling like he's in good hands. And they, I think that they are doing a good job with him. And we know he was, as Carmen and I talked about this yesterday, he was drafted because of his arm, right? He didn't show that in the NFL, but he showed a side of him that we hadn't seen before. Mm-hmm. So I stand firm and I own that he did improve his game big time this
season. I'm a huge Justin guy.
Right, same. And I think now moving into this next year, now that he has the more talent around it, we just need to see what he was able to do in college marry into what he did last year in the NFL. I don't want him taking runs like that all the time. But knowing that he can is an aspect of his game that I think we should be excited about.
I completely agree. Let's get Steve in Naperville. Hey, Steve, what's going on there, buddy?
Hi. I'm a longtime Washington Redskins football team Commanders fan, and I would like to see the Bears trade the number 9 pick and Braxton Jones to us for Chase Young. Then I think the Bears get their sacks, we get our offensive linemen, then we take the number 9 pick, and we get another offensive lineman, and we're Super Bowl champs.
Wow. I'm going to hang up on you on that because I think that that is an insane, insane concept for the Bears. For Washington?
Yeah.
Thanks. Have a great day. Give up number 9 and our starting left tackle?
And our starting left tackle that we like.
I just love that the Commanders are a Braxton Jones away from the Super Bowl.
Correct. Braxton Jones and whoever they get at 9
that.
And they win the Super Bowl. Who's their quarterback?
Who is
Sam Howell? Sam Howell, but apparently they're out on Lamar. You had Ron Rivera yesterday saying, like, we're comfortable with Howell.
Well, I think it's more they're getting sold. The owner and his wife moved all their stuff out of the facility.
They did.
They're out of the facility. It's getting sold.
That franchise
is a joke. But you can't guarantee a contract of 200 whatever million until the franchise is sold.
Right.
So
they've got so many issues. I'm sorry.
I still think
Minnesota, you're not.
I still think no one's talking about him. I still think Minnesota is a dark horse to get Lamar.
Really?
I do.
Wow, that would be out of nowhere.
That'd be out of nowhere.
What would Kirk say then?
He'd be playing for Baltimore. And he used to be with Washington, so go back out there.
Yeah.
Kirk was born here.
In Chicago?
Like Barrington, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
I think Kirk Cousins is a Barrington guy. Yeah, check that out.
All right, will do.
312-332-3776. We play a fun game every day at 8. People love it. It's called Shot or No Shot. It's in 2 minutes.